Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to an episode of Superhuman Radio you won't want to miss, because Mike Mahler's on the show today, and whenever he's on the show, we learn something. Before we get started, I got to make two announcements. Number one, Primordial Performance. I've been telling you, they're discontinuing their pro-hormone line. Primordial Performance is known for having some of the most radical, strongest pro-hormones around, and they are discontinuing their line, and they're blowing out their inventory. They're running out of stuff every single day. They still have stuff. Go to primordialperformance.com. Stock up now. They have a 10%, 20%, 30%, and 40% discount when you buy one bottle, two bottles, three bottles, or four bottles. So take advantage of this. Stock up before it's all gone. Also, I need Facebook friends. If you are not my friend on Facebook yet, you need to join. I look to Facebook during shows for questions that people are posting. Go to Facebook and look for Carl Lenore and request a friend, and I will accept you. I don't care who you are. I need friends. There you go. Okay. Mike Mahler, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me back on again.
It's my pleasure. It's my pleasure. And we actually, today's show is a result of the last show we did, which was training's effects on hormone milus. And people said, wow, you didn't discuss supplements. And the ironic thing is that after the show, you and I talked and you said, you know, I really wanted to talk about some supplements that could support these hormonal changes as well. So this is actually part two of that show, if you want to think of it that way. We're going to be talking about the supplements that affect. Now, the one that really is interesting to me is the first one that you wanted to talk about, which is estrogen dominance, because estrogen dominance can happen, frankly, with people who have lowering testosterone levels. But a pseudoestrogen dominance can also be occur when individuals are using high doses of aromatizing androgens. Even though your testosterone to estrogen ratio may be appropriate, your estrogen levels could be that of a woman, right?
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. And really what estrogen dominance is where you are producing too much estrogen and you don't have enough in men, for example, testosterone to balance that estrogen. And in women, they need to have a certain amount of progesterone to balance that. And also with men, a certain amount of progesterone also keeps estrogen in line. But really, when you start having estrogen dominance, and I'll talk about men first, it can be a really nasty condition. It'll just make you feel terrible mentally. But also physically, you'll actually start, your body will literally start transmorphing into more of a woman's physique. Well, you'll start holding a lot of fat in the glutes and in the legs.
If you see an older couple like that, you know, yeah, in their 50s and 60s walking together, you notice that women start looking like men and men start looking like women as we get older.
Yeah, yeah. That's one of my jokes I make all the time, where I go, when married couples have been together for so long, they start becoming interchangeable, where they look exactly the same.
Right,
you know,
right.
They both have the same haircut, they're wearing the same outfit, and the guy has basically breast tissue from all the estrogen, and the woman's breasts are getting smaller, so they're starting to look like the same person. And it's really scary when you see that. And it's something that we don't really think about because it's so normal. That just happens with older couples, and we just think, well, that's just going to happen. But I mean, there's things we can do about that. We don't have to just accept this estrogen dominance condition. But what you said is absolutely correct. When a man gets into his 50s, often his testosterone is lower than his wife's, and his estrogen levels are higher, which is really scary.
That
also sets you up for a lot of really bad health issues, such as prostate enlargement and prostate cancer. Because when you have a lot of estrogens that go into the prostate, that can have a hypertrophy effect.
Right.
The prostate starts getting bigger, and a lot of the bad estrogens, there's good and bad estrogens, which I'll talk about in a second, but if you have an excess of the bad estrogens, that can be a contributing factor to breast cancer in women and prostate cancer in men. So this is something that people really need to take seriously, and I'll tell you what, it's something that doesn't just affect older people, because I see men all the time just walking around doing my errands or going to a casino and hanging out that have obvious estrogen dominance, where you can just look at them and it's obvious. And that's pretty scary, where you can just visually tell when someone's wearing clothes that they have so much lower body fat as a man, so much stomach fat, they've got basically a gyno or semi-gyno condition in the pecs, where they are either converting so much testosterone into estrogen, or they just have so much estrogen being bombarded in their bodies that it's literally transforming their body.
What are the more dangerous estrogens? I mean, there's estradiol, estriol, and estrone. Which one is the dangerous one?
Yeah, there's three main estrogens. As you said, estradiol, there's estriol, and estrone. Estrone is the one that is the most problematic. And generally what happens is estrone is an adrenal estrogen. So as women, for example, get older, they're not producing as much estradiol and estriol. So estrone kicks in to pick up the slack. Problem with estrone is it'll start pulling fat away from where women want it, in the glutes and the hips and so forth, and it'll pull it to the stomach. And that's why we see with a lot of older women, they start developing more stomach fat and they start losing their curves. And that's one of the reasons for that, which is why a lot of women who start getting on hormone replacement and start getting their estradiol back into healthy ranges, and then they also want to take iodine so they have a good conversion in estriol. Estriol is the most beneficial estrogen. It'll actually start making their body go back to what it looked like when they were youthful.
So iodine influences estriol conversion?
Yeah, it really does. Iodine, actually, a good amount of iodine.
What's a good amount of, what do you think, 25 milligrams a day?
I got the notes right in front of me. So with iodine, we're looking at about, I think it's 150 micrograms.
Oh, yeah, it's a very small amount. Yeah,
about a couple times a day. And a good anti-aging doctor will help a woman determine what's the ideal dose for her.
Do you think that 25 milligrams of iodine a day is too much? There's a lot of caplets that come in that dosing.
Yeah, that's pretty high.
Yeah, okay.
So I would be very reluctant to start off with
that. What about, do you have any belief in that iodine patch? You know where they say if you paint some iodine on your chest, like a 1-inch square, it'll be absorbed at the rate that your body needs it. You think that's true?
I'm not familiar with the patch, actually, so that's something I'll have to look into.
Yeah, check that out. I read about that like a decade ago for people who are requiring more iodine. Instead of taking oral iodine at a dose, by putting getting the applicator out of the iodine bottle and just making a square patch, like 1 inch, like on your pectoral, for instance. Then
right.
Just leaving it, let it dry, and then leave it alone. Sometimes it'll take a few days to disappear, and sometimes it'll disappear in a day. And their logic is your body only absorbs it as much as it needs it.
Okay. Yeah,
so
that sounds interesting. That sounds reasonable. Also, iodine's good for people with thyroid issues where they're just not converting inactive T4 into active T3.
Right.
So a lot of times some doctors will recommend that. But you have to be careful with that, too. If someone has a Hashimoto's thyroid condition,
right,
they don't always recommend iodine because that can make it more problematic.
Sure.
And that's one of the things I want to mention with supplements is you really want to know where you're at when you take stuff. You don't want to just take something because you hear it just sounds good. Maybe I'll mention something here and everyone will say, oh, that sounds great. And they've never looked at their levels and all of that. And we mentioned it's kind of a nuisance to determine your levels and find out where you're at.
Well, you don't feel like you're getting anything.
Hormones and supplements and so forth, you really want to know what direction you're heading in.
I mean, you don't feel like you're getting anything for a blood work. I mean, we talked about this off the air. It's like blood work. You do blood work. You spend $300 and you get a snapshot of what's going on in your body. And I think a lot of people think to themselves, I'd rather spend that money on supplements.
Yeah, I understand that. It can be very expensive, and sometimes insurance can cover a lot of it, but often it doesn't. And so you can blow $1,000 on blood work.
Right.
If you get stuff like insulin growth factor measured, which is $200 right there.
Right.
IGF-1. Insulin can be very expensive to measure. So I understand all that. So that's why we want to look at just obvious things like the mirror test. Where are you holding fat? Are you holding a lot of fat in the stomach, the pecs, the legs, the glutes? I mean, some people, it's so obvious, we don't have to look. We don't have to do blood work. Like some of the people I've seen recently where they're just holding so much lower body fat, men, that is, that it's obvious they're estrogen dominant.
Do you agree with Dr. Peter Rouse's theory that if you hold fat below the navel and at the back of the arms and the tricep area, that is an adrenal dysfunction?
Yeah, I do, and I think that's a great way to assess this stuff. Charles Poliquin's biosig approach, I think, is great. Peter is one of the most knowledgeable guys, period. I mean, he's so far ahead of everybody else, it's not even funny that what that guy has to say is on point. So I would definitely go with that. And Peter's also a big fan of saliva testing, which he has people do several times throughout the day, which is not as expensive as blood testing. And there's a lot of controversy on how effective it is and how accurate it is. Peter's a very well-researched guy, though. So I have to imagine that if he's recommending that and using that he strongly believes that it's an effective way to measure hormones. And it's not as invasive, but the real thing is you can measure several times throughout the day. So for something like cortisol, which
right.
We'll talk about as well, you don't want to just know what your cortisol is at night, for example. You want to know what it is in the morning, mid-afternoon, late afternoon, evening, so you can see how it's working throughout the day. rather than what's going on at just one time.
We got to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, let's address the supplements to help people that have estrogen dominance, okay?
Sounds great.
We're talking with Mike Mahler today. You can visit him at his website, MikeMahler.com. It's MikeMahler.com. And later in the show, we'll give you an email address where you can email Mike and get a complete list of the supplements and the topics we're discussing today. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Keep listening. We'll be right back. Turinabol from PrimordialPerformance.com is a Haladrol clone. Turinabol will give you up to 15 pounds of lean body mass in as little as 6 weeks. Since Turinabol does not aromatize, there's no conversion to estrogen. Turinabol takes advantage of the patented Liquivade technology to ensure the maximum delivery of this powerful anabolic agent. Users of Turinabol report increased strength and lean gains with little side effects. Get Turinabol today while supplies last at PrimordialPerformance.com. Don't wait for Turinabol to be added to the federal ban list. Turinabol. Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you. PJ Braun knows how to get in shape and stay in shape. He's appeared in numerous bodybuilding and fitness magazines, and now he's ready to help you. Whether you're a man or a woman, PJ Braun has the expertise to help you reach your goals faster and easier than ever before. Utilize his one-on-one distance training services, and your friends will want to know what your secret is, but we'll never tell. Services are affordable and customizable to suit your individual needs. Nutrition, training, and supplementation are all covered. Stop spinning your wheels and start building the body that you've always dreamed of. Go to pjbraun.com today. That's pjbraun.com. Introducing SNI Global. SNI Global carries everything both the weekend warrior and serious athlete needs. Whether you're looking for pre-workout, post-workout, whey protein, mass builders, anabolic agents, performance enhancers, or energy boosters, you'll find it all at sniglobal.com. Want to train like a machine? Then get to SNI Global today. Check out their performance pack, loaded with over 10,000 grams of potent ingredients designed to increase energy, strength, muscle growth, and recovery. Go to sniglobal.com today. SNI Global, train like a machine. Managing insulin is key to building muscle and staying lean. Now from needtobuildmuscle.net, get the most effective insulin mimicking, insulin sensitizing, nutrient partitioning supplement available without a prescription. Need to Slin. Need to Slin combines scientifically proven agents that shuttle glucose out of the bloodstream and into muscle, avoiding fat accumulation while simultaneously increasing insulin sensitivity on a cellular level. Need to Slin is so powerful that it should only be taken before a meal. You can get Need to Slin by visiting needtobuildmuscle.net. Don't risk another meal becoming fat and not muscle. Get Need to Slin today.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Yeah, this one right here goes out to all the babies, mamas, mamas. Mamas, mamas.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest today is Mike Mahler. Check him out at MikeMahler.com. That's M-A-H-L-E-R. Mike, why don't you go ahead and just real quick give the how people can get a copy of the details before we get deeper into this.
Yeah, so basically if people want the notes from what I'm going to talk about today, and also it includes where to get the various supplements at the best prices as well, where to go, they can just shoot me an email at Mahler25, that's MAHLER25@yahoo.com, and just say hormone optimization notes in the subject line and I'll know what to send over.
Perfect, perfect. Okay. So let's get back to estrogen dominance. If you think that you or you suspect that you are suffering from estrogen dominance, what can you do?
Okay, first, just following up on what you mentioned about bad estrogens, the first supplement I want to talk about is DIM, and there's a variety of reasons why I want to mention this. Now, the benefits of DIM is that it metabolizes bad estrogens into good estrogens.
Huh.
So the estrogens are 2-hydroxyestrone. The bad ones are 4 and 16 alpha hydroxyestrone. Both of those are pro-carcinogenic, while the 2-hydroxyestrogene is anti-carcinogenic. So what DIM does is it metabolizes, again, the bad ones into the good. Now, here's the thing about DIM. It's always included as a It's often mentioned as an aromatase inhibitor and it lowers estrogen. It doesn't really do that. It's not going to lower overall estrogens. It's good for, again, metabolizing those bad estrogens into good. So this wouldn't be my first pick for someone who has high levels of estradiol, for example. Maybe they're converting too much testosterone into that.
Right.
This is because it's not going to block that conversion and it's not going to really lower that number. So that's something that you want to only take when you have determined that you have an excess of the bad estrogens.
Right, right.
Okay, so that's DIM. Now, the ones that I really recommend, Myomin and resveratrol are both really good as natural anti-aromatase inhibitors, and also they help clear out, they also help block estrogen sites, so they actually block the receptor uptake.
What is resveratrol and what else?
The other one's called Myomin. I'll talk about that one first because most people have probably never heard of it.
Right.
Myomin is a supplement that's from a company called She Health. I heard about it many years ago from my friend Dr. William Wong, and it's very effective for blocking the conversion of testosterone into estrogen. A lot of doctors nowadays, anti-aging doctors such as Dr. Wright, Jonathan Wright, uses Myomin for all of his clients that are on testosterone replacement, and he has found that it works very well for blocking that conversion. I was at a hormone optimization course last year, and he had just case study after case study where he showed how Myomin just cut estrogen in half.
Yeah, that's really impressive. Yeah,
I had estradiol levels as high as 70, and they would cut it down to about 35 after about just a month.
Do you happen to know if it's a suicide inhibitor or does it inhibit?
It's not a suicide inhibitor, so it's not like 6-oxo and some of those supplements that were very popular a while back. It actually contains some ingredients that really don't jump out at you.
Are any of the ingredients anti-inflammatory in nature?
Well, there's curcumin.
There you go. Okay, so this is how it works.
And then there's Smilax, Aralia,
right, okay.
and pericarpium. I don't even know if I'm pronouncing that correctly.
And resveratrol is another one that has powerful anti-inflammatory effects. And when you said resveratrol, that's what I want to know about this. Probably the way they work, if I had to guess, is...
lowering inflammation is definitely a big factor in the whole thing. Resveratrol works by a similar mechanism. It actually blocks up estrogen receptor sites.
Uh-huh.
So it actually lowers receptor uptake of estrogen, but it also acts as an anti-aromatase inhibitor, just blocking that conversion. I found that personally resveratrol works very well. It actually took my estradiol from about, I think it was about 38 down to 15, which
wow.
is just dramatic. So that's really low. And Myomin actually did around the same thing.
And anything,
many years ago.
Anything that reduces inflammation will reduce aromatase because in the P450 cascade, cyclooxygenase is the pro enzyme to aromatase. So if you reduce cyclooxygenase or COX, either one or two, you reduce aromatase enzyme biosynthesis as well. So
Now, Myomin is also great for women because it actually eats up fibroids. So women that have uterine fibroids, for example, this is a potential therapy for them.
Very cool.
A bit of case studies that have shown how Myomin just eats up those fibroids.
Okay, what other supplements do you have in mind for the estrogen dominant person?
Okay, so we got Myomin, resveratrol. I also like nettle roots. And nettle root has been discussed on your show many times for freeing up testosterone. And it also acts as an anti-aromatase inhibitor, blocking testosterone conversion into estrogen, in particular in the prostate. It actually blocks estrogen uptake in the prostate, so that really helps men protect themselves against prostate enlargement.
Really?
Prostate cancer. It also blocks uptake of DHT, which... Now, I'm a big fan of DHT, as I've mentioned before, but you don't want to have an excessive amount uptake in the prostate because that can cause prostate enlargement and so forth. So nettle root actually blocks the uptake in the prostate, but I don't think it blocks it anywhere else. So it basically blocks it where we want it, but doesn't affect it elsewhere. So I really like nettle root. Nettle root is one of those comprehensive products where not only does it help with lowering estrogen, but it frees up testosterone, which is critically important. It's one thing to have high total levels of testosterone, but if your free levels, what's bioavailable, what you actually have access to is really low, then it's like having a bank account where you have $1 million in there and you only have access to $10,000.
Right, right.
Like that.
Right.
So we don't really, what someone's total level is really irrelevant. I mean, I don't really care what someone's total level is. What their free level is very important. I've seen guys with pretty low total levels, such as 350 NGDL, which is pretty low, but their free levels are really high on the high end of the scale. So that's actually a lot better than having 800, which is considered great for total, but just having really low levels of free.
Right. Right.
And nettle root is fairly inexpensive as well. And there's a couple of companies that I like that have nettle root-based products. Driven Sports has a really good product called Activate Extreme. And NutriPlanet has a product called Divinex. But even just a regular nettle root from a company such as Now, which is really inexpensive.
Yeah.
That's what a lot of the doctors actually use from the different courses I've taken, because nettle root has been around for a while, and people in the anti-aging world have been using it for a long time for freeing up testosterone. So it's not something you have to blow a lot of money on. So that could be a first pick for someone who just wants to add something immediately, because there's no reason not to add nettle root. It's just there's so many different benefits with it for prostate health as well.
Right.
I would pick nettle root above salt palmetto, because salt palmetto can not only deactivate DHT, but it can also deactivate testosterone. So salt palmetto is something that I would leave as kind of a last resort before going into medications. But nettle root would be the first thing I start off with.
Yeah, interesting. Okay. What other supplements do you feel? Because after we finish estrogen dominance, I want to move on to these other subjects here.
Whatever you take for estrogen, you always want to add calcium to glucarate. That's
really
one of my favorite products. What calcium deglucarate does is it actually helps the liver detoxify excess estrogens and make sure that it actually gets out of the body. It's one thing to block conversion of testosterone to estrogen. It's one thing to block the receptor sites. But estrogen is a really nasty hormone, kind of like cockroaches, where you just kill one cockroach and then a million more pop up.
Right.
We have to make sure that not only do we block it, we get it out of the body. And calcium deglucarate is very effective at just helping the liver detoxify and clear out not just estrogen but other toxins.
Interesting.
So I really like that. At about 500 milligrams three times per day with meals works very well.
Very cool. Very cool.
And let's see, one more actually, which is an interesting one, is melatonin, which has been mentioned on your show many times. There's just a variety of different benefits of melatonin. But what it actually does is it lowers nighttime production of a nasty estrogen called estrone. And estrone, again, is a hormone, an estrogen metabolite that can really attribute to stomach fat gain and just not allowing you to get the maximum benefit from testosterone as well. So taking about 1 to 3 milligrams before you go to sleep, it'll help you sleep, it'll help you get into a deep rest state, and it'll also lower those estrone levels.
And it's also thought that melatonin may act as an aromatase inhibitor specifically to the Leydig cells, which may increase the sensitivity to luteinizing hormone. There was a study done in Israel about 8 or 9 years ago.
And that's what the doctor, Dr. Howard Leibowitz, basically refers to melatonin as, basically as an anti-aromatase inhibitor as well.
Right.
He's a big fan of taking melatonin late at night. Now, some people have issues with melatonin where it gives them really bad nightmares. And I've had this happen myself if I take too much. And other people, if they take too much, they wake up drowsy, they're kind of depressed the next day. So you always want to start off with the lowest dose possible, such as 1 milligram, and then gradually work your way up until you feel that it's inducing the proper sleep state. But because it puts you into a deep sleep state, that'll also help with growth hormone production. So melatonin is another one of those products that has just multifaceted benefits. And then melatonin in itself is a very potent antioxidant.
Yes. And the only one that successfully crosses the blood-brain barrier.
Exactly. And melatonin is also very inexpensive. Now, I like Source Natural Sublingual Spray. You just spray it under the tongue, hold it there for a few seconds. It gives me a nice absorption rate. It has a little bit of vitamin B6 in there as well for more absorption. So I like that one as well. Now, if you do have nightmares from taking melatonin, or you find that you wake up, some people, they take melatonin and they fall asleep, and then 2 hours later they wake up and they have a hard time going back to sleep. That's very common with oral melatonin. So they can try melatonin cream from a company called LifeFlow, where you just rub it into the skin, and that'll have a gradual melatonin rise
release,
throughout
right.
the evening.
And you
so
can do the same.
That
you can also buy time-released melatonin as well. That'll
yeah,
give you at least 6 hours of continuous melatonin production. So that's
right.
another alternative.
Exactly. But I always tell people, start off with a small dose and just see how you react to it. Don't go crazy with that one. So basically, what people want to do is they can pick something like Myomin or Resveratrol. You don't need to take both. You can take one or the other. And then they want to take something like calcium deglucarate to make sure it gets out of the body. And then melatonin late at night to help them sleep. DIM I would only take if you find that you have that ratio where you're producing way too much of the pro-carcinogenic estrogens and not enough of the anti one.
Right, right.
I wouldn't take it otherwise. I wouldn't just take it without knowing that. In my opinion,
isn't DIM, which stands for indole 3-carbinol? Is that what it is? No, I don't think
it's basically a more more concentrated product of indole 3 carbonyl.
Isn't that found in broccoli already, naturally occurring?
Yes, it's found in broccoli, but not in large amounts where you're going to get what you need. You're not going to get an optimal dose just from eating broccoli,
right,
and broccoli and cauliflower. Not to say that you shouldn't eat those vegetables. You should. It'll give you a small amount, which is useful, and there's other benefits of eating those foods. But if you have high levels of those estrogens, you probably want a more aggressive approach than just eating some vegetables throughout the week, vegetables.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right, what we're going to do is we're going to take an early break. When we come back, we're going to start talking about another topic.
Okay.
That is cortisol. Everybody, we've been talking about cortisol a lot, and so Mike is going to weigh in on the whole cortisol subject. You're listening to Super Human Radio. My guest today is Mike Mahler. You can visit his website, MikeMahler.com, MikeMahler.com. And if you email him, the email address was Mahler25, you said?
Yes, just Mahler25 at Yahoo.com, and you can get a copy of basically what I'm talking about right now.
All the notes and where to get some of these supplements, best prices, and all that sort of stuff. So check that out. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back. Want to train harder, you want to get stronger, then you want results. Results from At Large Nutrition combines 4 proven ergogenic ingredients: CreaPure creatine monohydrate, beta alanine, beta hydroxy beta methylbutyrate, and dextrose. Results will dramatically increase strength, promotes blistering intensity, supports huge increases in training volume, and increase lean muscle mass. And isn't that why you train in the first place? That's why the strongest men in the world depend on results. You can find results at Large Nutrition.com. Stop complaining and get results today. Go to atlargenutrition.com right now.
The federal government is more aggressive than ever prosecuting anabolic steroid-related cases. Whether you're a physician, supplement company, or citizen, ignorance of the law is not a defense. Buying from overseas pharmacies, large numbers of patients on hormone replacement therapy, and releasing new hormone-based supplements can all be red flags to the federal government. Don't take chances. You need attorneys that have years of experience defending anabolic steroid-related cases. You need J. Clark Baird and Bill Butler. Knowledge is power. Know where you stand before the federal government comes knocking. Go to SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. That's SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. Go today and be safer tomorrow.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com.
LG Sciences pre-workout performance enhancer Anadrolic State GT has grown exponentially in popularity in recent months. In July, Anadrolic State GT was named 2010 number one pre-workout product by BestRecovery.com, as well as nominated as best pre-workout product by Bodybuilding.com. We here at LG Sciences want to give back to you, which is why, for a limited time, we will be giving customers a free 330-gram bottle of BC plus EAA hydrolyzed peptides with each purchase of Anadrolic State GT from Bodybuilding.com. That's right. Order Anadrolic State GT at Bodybuilding.com now and get your free BC plus EAA. Offer only available while supplies last.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Mike Mahler is going to weigh in on the cortisol issue right now, which it's a big issue. Every time we do a show about cortisol, I get emails from people wanting to know how to first identify if they are adrenally dysfunctional and then what to do. And I have to say that I believe that most people today have some degree of adrenal dysfunction.
I agree. Whenever someone tells me, oh, I've got adrenal fatigue, I just say join the club, because everybody does. And most people, it's so apparent that if you just look at them, it's obvious they have adrenal fatigue. Just one last thing on the estrogen dominance.
Yeah.
One quick way to measure whether you have high levels of estrogen is if you thought Love Actually was a good movie, or you have an irresistible urge to watch the Sex and the City marathons on your days off, then you know for sure you're estrogen dominant.
No, that's obviously a joke, right?
So that's
I like Sex in the City.
No, before I jump into this, yeah. Is there was actually a study that was done where they took measurements of men's testosterone before and after watching The Godfather Part Two.
Right.
And after watching the movie, I believe testosterone jumped up about 30 or 40%. I forget the exact number.
I could believe that. I mean, I do believe that some outside influences can definitely peak. I mean, because even, you know, looking at erotica can raise testosterone levels. So,
yeah, absolutely.
I believe that.
And another study actually on testosterone was done right before the last presidential election outcome, where they had supporters of McCain do some saliva testing for their testosterone before and after. And after McCain lost, their testosterone jumped down about 30%.
Really?
Actually, I think it was more than that. It might have dropped 40%, some high number. And a lot of people, that basically the take-home message is, if you're really heavily invested in something and then it goes south, that's obviously going to affect your hormones, which is why I always say that hormone optimization and lifestyle optimization are one and two the same. It's basically, it's not something that's separate from the other. And when you have a lot of things just go south in life, that creates just a lot of stress that's going to affect your androgens. So moving on into reducing cortisol, like we were talking about before we got on, the goal is not to take cortisol down to zero. A lot of times people hear they want to get cortisol as low as possible, and that's not the goal at all, because cortisol is critical to health. If you don't have enough cortisol, you die.
Yeah.
So we need to have a good amount of cortisol in the morning to get us out of bed and get our day going. Otherwise, we're just going to sit around and sleep all day long. And the key, though, is we want to have cortisol relatively high at the right time, such as when we get up, and then we want to have it much lower towards the evening and then late at night when we're trying to go to sleep. And what a lot of people have is the opposite, where they wake up and they have really low morning cortisol, so they have a hard time getting their day going, and then it actually starts rising throughout the day to the point where it's really high at night, and now they can't sleep at night, and they're stuck in this vicious circle.
Right.
It's very easy to get stuck in that. So it's not enough just to try to work on stress management. We have to do a flip-flop here, and this is where supplements can come into play and really help out. One supplement I really like is Siberian ginseng. And what Siberian ginseng does is it helps the adrenal pathway go to DHEA instead of cortisol.
Really?
DHEA is basically the ultimate stress management hormone. It helps keep cortisol in check. So generally when your cortisol is really high, DHEA is really low. And people with adrenal fatigue and adrenaline resistance and so forth, they tend to have very low DHEA levels. And DHEA is critical for your mood. I mean, I read a great book on depression, which basically stated that DHEA is more important than serotonin for having a healthy mood.
Really?
And that makes a lot of sense when you think about, if you have poor stress management skills, you're not really going to have a good mood. If you're just someone that's stressed out all the time, you're not going to have a great mood.
But is it the DHEA level, or is the DHEA level corollary to the stress? In other words, is it the stress that's causing the bad mood and the lowering of DHEA, or does DHEA really affect mood?
It's the stress. So, for example, that's a great point, because when stress is really high, that's going to take your DHEA really low, and that's going to put you in a poor mood.
I mean, stress takes everything down. It takes thyroid hormone down
and have you in a better mood. So yeah, it's basically related to the cortisol.
Yeah, because stress takes everything down. It takes thyroid hormone down. It takes testosterone levels down. It takes everything down.
It does, exactly. You're not going to have a high sex drive. And for men, a high sex drive is very important for mood as well. It's one of our biggest drives, if not the biggest drive. So it all comes right back down to that.
I learned that the hard way by, and I'm going to reveal something here that is, perhaps I shouldn't, but on a cycle that I did where I was doing a very large dose of testosterone and became very bold with Decadurabolin, I was doing 900 milligrams of Deca a week and found out that my libido was affected by that. Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah, that's very common with DECA, yeah.
Okay, just curious. Anyway.
Very common. Yeah, so Siberian ginseng is a great product. Herb Form makes a really good concentrated one, and this will help with getting your androgen production up as well, so testosterone and so forth. And so if you have really low morning cortisol, Siberian ginseng is a good thing to take first thing in the morning. And again, what it does is that when you're stressed, the adrenal pathway goes to cortisol instead of DHEA. And Siberian ginseng will help it go back towards DHEA. Now, some like licorice first thing in the morning as well. If you have a really low cortisol response, licorice can increase the half-life of cortisol, so you get a better response in the morning. My only reservation with licorice is that it can deactivate androgen receptor uptake as well. So that's something that people have to be cautious with. I think if you're using it for a short time frame, such as a week or two, to try to turn some stuff around, maybe up to 6 weeks, fine, but it's not something I would stay on for a long time. It can also increase blood pressure.
That's what I was going to say. The glycyrrhenic acid can also increase blood pressure, and that has to be a concern.
I mean, Siberian ginseng is my pick over licorice because Siberian ginseng doesn't have any of those negative side effects. Korean ginseng is also pretty good, but I like Siberian ginseng, especially the one made by Herb Farm. I've used that myself in the past, and you definitely notice a feeling of just more resilience. You just feel that you can handle. It's an adaptogen, so you just feel that you can handle stresses better. So I really like that. Now, another thing that's good is B vitamins. When we're really stressed, we deplete our B vitamins a lot. And supplementing with one or two tabs of B vitamins, possibly more when you're under a lot of stress, will really help. And some signs of B vitamin deficiency is where you have canker sores in the mouth. A lot of times when people
start getting
a lot of cold sores.
Right.
This happens to me if I'm sleep deprived for a while. Let's say I have a couple bad nights of sleep, I'll start getting that as well. So that's just how my body is responding to stress. And it's very common with a lot of other people as well. So I think B vitamins is a good thing to supplement. So you want to have a good amount in general, but the more stressed you are, the more beneficial it becomes.
Yeah.
Now, one supplement I really like is theanine, which is found in green tea. And this is a good product to take whenever your cortisol is high. So if you have low morning cortisol, for example, theanine isn't the first pick. Licorice or the Siberian ginseng, my pick, Siberian ginseng, would be what you want to take then. But let's say you have really high evening cortisol. Theanine will actually help bring down that, and it also has kind of an anti-anxiety effect. So if you have a lot of anxiety, you're worried about a lot of stuff, theanine will put you in a more relaxed state. And what I really like about it also is that it doesn't cause any drowsiness. So you can really take it any time, and you don't have to worry about, okay, maybe I shouldn't drive now, or maybe I shouldn't do this. It just puts you in a more relaxed state. Now, you're not really going to get enough from just green tea. I mean, I think green tea is great and that people should drink it, but you want to have about 100 to 200 milligrams each time you take theanine. And I think green tea has about maybe 30 to 40 milligrams, a good strong cup of green tea.
Doesn't chocolate also have theanine?
An inexpensive supplement, I mean, it'll cost you about $10 for a two-month supply, so that's a good one to have on hand.
Doesn't chocolate also have theanine in it?
I'm not sure if chocolate has theanine. I think there's something. I forget exactly what's in chocolate, but I don't think it's theanine, if I recall correctly.
Okay. All right. So, and again, the importance here is that some of these supplements are daytime supplements and some are nighttime supplements. What if you do have? I mean, I think the majority of people have a high cortisol levels at night when they should be lowering, and that's why people get revved up and can't fall asleep.
Right. That's why I think theanine is useful, but also phosphatidylserine is really good stuff for lowering high cortisol, and I think it's great to take in the evening or post-workout. And I like 400 to 800 milligrams, which is a pretty high amount, so you want to make sure you find a good product. I really like Primordial Performance's EndoAmp.
Really?
One scoop of that has 800 milligrams of phosphatidylserine, which is the dose that's generally used in studies to show the brain protective effects as well as the cortisol-lowering effects. Otherwise, you're taking 100-milligram caps, and you're going to have to take 8 caps at a time. And generally, these bottles only have maybe 30 to 60 caps.
Right.
So it's going to get expensive real fast. With the EndoAmp, it's going to run – I carry this. I sell it for about $60 a month for a 30-day supply. And that may sound like a lot, but you have to realize you're getting 800 milligrams per dose. So it's actually pretty inexpensive when you calculate it that way. But phosphatidylserine is the one supplement that has been proven very well to lower cortisol. Everything else is more, okay, I think it'll do this, this looks good for that. But phosphatidylserine has been really well researched.
I've taken 300 milligrams of phosphatidylserine along with 2 Erase capsules, which is a product that reduces cortisol and estradiol. And I get sleepy spontaneously within a half hour of them dissolving in my empty stomach. And I actually bite the tablets. They're the phosphatidylserine that I get is from Dr. Rouse, and it's a gel cap.
Uh-huh.
And I bite it and let it squirt in my mouth. It makes me sleepy. And so I must have a high evening cortisol levels if it has that effect on me. Wouldn't you say?
I think so, especially if it makes you sleepy, because generally, even if I take 800 milligrams, it'll kind of chill me out is the metaphor I use. It kind of makes me relax, but it doesn't put me in a sleepy state.
I fell asleep sitting up, Mike, the first time I did it. I took three caps and bit them and swallowed the innards, and then I took two of the erase tablets, and I forgot I had taken them. I sat on the sofa, and I was working on my computer, and I started to nod, and I thought, oh, man, I need to go to sleep now. I was like, oh, that stuff is working. It made me tired. So I have to believe that I have very, very high evening cortisol levels, and I don't sleep well as a result of it.
Yeah, well, you're not going to. If you have high cortisol in the evening, you're just not going to sleep well. So phosphatidylserine or really anything that's going to help with that nighttime high cortisol is going to be useful. And in your case, it may be the combination of the phosphatidylserine and the erase that's causing that, because I haven't had a chance to try erase, but I've looked into it a little bit, and it looks great. And it looks like the combination of the two will really lower cortisol and just get you out. So that's great for people. And what we're trying to do here is when someone has really high cortisol at night, if we can get that low, generally what happens eventually is the morning cortisol starts coming back around because from the deep sleep, and you start getting it back where you want it to go, where you have a good cortisol response in the morning, and then you gradually start bringing it down. Now, one quick note about phosphatidylserine, because it's been around for a while in the athletic community, and often it was recommended as something to take before you work out. And I don't think that you should do that at all, because you don't want to take something that's going to chill you out before you work out. And
I think
you sleepy, obviously.
The reason that they were doing that was because this whole concept that cortisol blocks the uptake of androgens and actually makes you catabolic. But you're right. If it's going to suppress you, who cares? You're not going to have the energy to do the work anyway.
Well, honestly, empirically, I've taken phosphatidylserine many times throughout the years before I work out just to see what happens. Every single time it gave me a really crappy workout. I just felt like my mind wasn't dialed in. I didn't feel like the aggression was there. So I think that phosphatidylserine is great to take post-workout or before you go to sleep or late in the evening, but it's definitely not something I would take before you work out.
Right.
Other people that I've talked to have said the same thing. It just makes you don't really want to be in a relaxed state right before you train if you're going to do a heavy workout. You actually want to have a nice cortisol response before you work out.
Right.
When I did my cortisol testing, I found that I had a good response in the morning, and then it would go down a little bit in the afternoon, and then it would go up again right before I work out, and then it would go down again. And that's essentially what you want. You want to have a stress hormone response before you do something intense. It actually makes you sharp. So at the same time, like, for example, before I give a lecture, usually there's a little bit of stress before I jump up there and start talking, and that's good because that actually keeps my brain sharp. So we want to have stress at the right times. We don't want to have a non-stress hormone response when we need it, if that makes any sense. Like for someone who's about to get into a fight, for example, you want to have a stress response kick in so that
absolutely.
You're more focused and ready to go in that exact moment.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, another thing that really helps is magnesium, and magnesium often gets depleted when
Hey, Mike, hold on. We got to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, let's pick up with magnesium. Because magnesium also will lead into the discussion we're going to have about testosterone, okay?
Okay, sounds great.
We're talking today with Mike Mahler. You can learn more about him at his website, Mike Mahler, MAHLER.com. And when we come back, we'll give you the email address. We'll give you the email address again where you can get the show notes that cover all the supplements that Mike is talking about right now. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. I called you mine. Yeah. Since you've been gone. Hey, this is Carl. Are you tired of your current wireless service? Were you promised low rates but ended up on an antiquated system with poor coverage and slow texting? Well, now check out Lightyear Wireless, the official wireless company of Superhuman Radio. Go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Lightyear Wireless banner to get the lowest rates for unlimited calls and texting on 3G and 4G networks. There's no reason to get substandard service any longer. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Lightyear Wireless banner and get on board with the official wireless company of Superhuman Human Radio, Lightyear Wireless.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. PJ Braun knows how to get in shape and stay in shape. He's appeared in numerous bodybuilding and fitness magazines, and now he's ready to help you. Whether you're a man or a woman, PJ Braun has the expertise to help you reach your goals faster and easier than ever before. Utilize his one-on-one distance training services, and your friends will want to know what your secret is, but we'll never tell. Services are affordable and customizable to suit your individual needs. Nutrition, training, and supplementation are all covered. Stop spinning your wheels and start building the body that you've always dreamed of. Go to pjbraun.com today. That's pjbraun.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
LG Science's pre-workout performance enhancer Anadrolic State GT has grown exponentially in popularity in recent months. In July, Anadrolic State GT was named 2010 number one pre-workout product by bestrecovery.com, as well as nominated as best pre-workout product by bodybuilding.com. We here at LG Sciences want to give back to you, which is why, for a limited time, we will be giving customers a free 330-gram bottle of BC plus EAA hydrolyzed peptides with each purchase of Anadrolic State GT from bodybuilding.com. That's right. Order Anadrolic State GT at bodybuilding.com now and get your free BC plus EAA. Offer only available while supplies last.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Oops. I did it again, baby.
Yeah.
The ladies are gonna love you.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Mike, go ahead and give that email address again so people can email you if they want the follow-up notes for this show.
Yeah, sure. For the notes, people can email me at Mahler, M-A-H-L-E-R, 25, at yahoo.com, and just put in hormone optimization notes in the subject line, and I'll shoot that over to you.
Cool, cool. Send it to me, too, okay?
Yeah, I will. I will, definitely.
All right, so let's pick up where we were leaving off. You were going to talk about magnesium, I believe, right?
Yeah, we got magnesium, and magnesium is depleted when we're under a lot of stress. So a lot of hard training athletes often have depleted levels of magnesium. Now, the tricky part is when you also are under a lot of stress, you're not going to absorb it very well in the GI tract. When you have a lot of stress, you tend to have GI tract issues as well, which is another really important component of hormone optimization. So magnesium is not going to get picked up as much. Now, I really like magnesium oil or magnesium gel.
Pollockin likes it too, huh?
We talked about this last time I was on the show, so I won't go into it too much again. But the reason why I got on magnesium oil was because a good friend of mine, a naturopath, recommended it to me for increasing DHEA levels. I was at the low end of normal, and I wanted to ramp that up. And I wanted to try a more natural approach before doing something like exogenous DHEA, for example. So she had really good results with this personally and recommended it to me. And I tried it out, got on it for about 2 months, and it really took my DHEA up to the high end of normal. So I was really excited about that. So somehow there's a cascade effect that occurs. There's enzymes in the skin that react with the magnesium oil, and that causes it to increase DHEA levels. And there's a pretty good study on this online as well, which I'll include in the notes that people can email me for if they want to read more about it. But it works very well in that regard. What people really find also with magnesium oil, and this is about every single person that I've put on it, is they sleep really well at night. It just puts them into a really relaxed state. And also, it's great to take post-workout. You just rub it on your skin, take a shower after you work out, rub it on your skin, take a post-workout nap, and it'll help you really rejuvenate after a tough workout.
What about this magnesium glycinate? Am I pronouncing it properly? Glycinate?
Yeah, I think that's one of the more better absorbed ones orally, but I've never seen a correlation between oral magnesium and higher DHEA levels.
Okay.
Well, I think it's more than just the magnesium per se. I think there's something about the skin delivery effect.
Okay, that's possible.
And that's the research basically says that there's enzymes in the skin that cause this cascade effect. It's not entirely clear exactly how it works, but I can say personally that it definitely works for that. And it definitely works for the relaxation benefits. And some people have muscle spasms. It helps address that. One thing I found with me is I used to grind my teeth when I slept at night, and that actually stopped after taking the magnesium oil. And I had a few people tell me the same thing. So magnesium is just one of those great minerals that everybody should be taking. And what I like about the oil is it absorbs a lot better than oral forms of magnesium.
Okay. All right. Now, let's go.
One more thing with this, actually, and then we'll go right into the testosterone. Maca powder can also be good for adrenal health and addressing adrenal fatigue. It's an adaptogen. It's often touted as a testosterone booster. It's never really been shown to do that in terms of increasing testosterone and free testosterone. But it does seem to help with adrenal support and just helping people feel that they have more of an adaptogen to stress, better handle on stress. So that's something for people to consider as well. But if I were going to give people my top picks, I would say Siberian ginseng for people that have too much conversion, too much going to cortisol instead of DHEA. Magnesium oil would be my number one pick. Phosphatidylserine if you have a lot of late night cortisol, and so forth.
Okay. Now let's just, we only have about really 7 to 8 minutes left in the show. Let's kind of hit the testosterone thing as hard as we can.
Okay.
Segue, because magnesium is another one of those things that is good for testosterone as well, right?
Yeah, it is. Anything that helps DHEA is going to help testosterone, because DHEA is basically kind of a backup source of testosterone. Testosterone's big brother, if you will. And anything that helps with stress management is going to help with testosterone for sure. So with testosterone, I'll start off with something that has been discussed a few times on your show, the bulbine, a South African herb. And this is something that my friend Anthony Roberts got me on, and it's something that you introduced to everyone via your show. And then Anthony Roberts found a good source of it and started test driving it. He started getting great results. He was nice enough to send me a supply to test drive, and I got great results too. I mean, my free testosterone levels via saliva test were at the high end of normal for a man in his early 20s. And I'm going on 37 now, so I was pretty excited about that. So that's been proven to work really well. And it seems to work better than Fidogia, which I know you're a big fan of, and I am as well. When I used Fidogia many years ago, I thought it worked very well. And there's been some problems with sourcing, unfortunately, recently, where we're not getting a lot of consistency with results. But the bulbine looks very promising as a great natural herbal testosterone booster. So that's something that I'm pretty excited about and look forward to seeing more about it and hopefully having a company pick that up and introduce it to the market.
And I happen to know that there's a bulbine supplement coming out from one of my sponsors. I can't say anything else than that. But I do know that there's a bulbine supplement coming, and one of my sponsors is going to introduce it. And I'm glad to say that I had a role in putting the people that sourced it and are manufacturing it now for them together with my friend, the scientist, Dr. Toyin Yakubu.
I think your show is a great place for companies to go for research on what they should be picking.
You know,
up.
Isn't that funny? I had a sponsor send me an email the other day saying that he picked up this big account in Rhode Island or someplace out in New Hampshire, a chain of supplement stores. And when he asked them, "How'd you find out about my products?" the guy said, "Well, I listened to Superhuman Radio to find out what's hot, what's on the horizon." I thought that was funny.
When I tell about your show, gets hooked immediately. Yeah. They go, "Man, I'm listening to that show every day now after you told me about it."
Yeah,
so We're gonna have to find some way for you to get a royalty for all these.
I'm just in the radio business. That's all. I'm not in the supplement business. But anyway, okay. So let's go from there. So we said magnesium.
Now I also like sodium deaspartate, and that's been shown to increase testosterone by about 42% in 12 days. Now I think sodium deaspartate will work best when stacked with something else. Like for example, a good stack would be the bulbine, sodium deaspartate, nettle root, and zinc. I think that would be a really great stack, but in and of itself, if someone's kind of in the middle range of testosterone, that 42%, it will be a nice boost.
Yeah.
If someone's really low, it's not really going to make that much of a difference.
Now,
for example, if your total testosterone is at 100, which is painfully low for a man, you know, 42% increase from there is really not going to help you that much. That person is more of a candidate for a more aggressive product or protocol.
Two things.
I really like
isn't that also called deaspartic acid as well?
It is.
And you can get that also. Primordial Performance has a great deaspartic acid product.
But that's the one I've used. That's the one I recommend. And again, it's about a 12 days. You get a nice response, a 42% response.
Now, wouldn't it be wise to stack that with the stinging nettle root, because that will reduce sex hormone binding globulin? So not only will you raise total testosterone, but you'll raise free testosterone.
Yeah, I think nettle root is a good thing to add to any testosterone boosting stack. I'm a big fan of nettle root. I've used it on and off for years, and I'm a big fan of it. I also like zinc, because zinc is a natural aromatase inhibitor as well.
Right.
And when we have depleted levels of zinc, that can cut your testosterone levels in half. And again, it goes back to stress. If you're really stressed out, your zinc levels are going to be depleted. So about 30 to 50 milligrams is a good daily dose. But for someone who's really depleted, they may need to go up to about 100 milligrams temporarily. And you always want to make sure that you take some copper with zinc as well. So about 2 milligrams of copper for every 50 milligrams of zinc works well, because higher doses of zinc can start depleting your copper levels. So that's something to consider as well. And zinc is also inexpensive. I like zinc citrate or zinc amino acid chelate. Those tend to absorb very well. Some of the cheaper ones, such as zinc oxide, tend to cause GI tract issues and stuff like that. So you want to avoid that. Go for the more better absorbed ones.
Right.
Now, another product I like, which goes into a different category than what we've been discussing, is carnitine analogs, such as acetyl L-carnitine and carnitine tartrate. And Quadricarn from Beverly Nutrition is a really good product. And what that does is it increases androgen receptors. So you actually have more receptor uptake in the muscles and elsewhere.
How much L-tartrate do you have to take? Somebody said to me 10 grams a day. Is that true?
I don't think you need that much. That's a really high dosage. And if you take that much, you're going to be running to the bathroom. I mean, that's a really high dose of carnitine to take. I think I like what Quadricarn is all about. It's basically a combination of the tartrate, acetyl L-carnitine, and a few other analogs. And generally, that's dosed at about 500 milligrams up to 1,500 milligrams three times per day. So basically 1 to 3 caps. Each cap has 500 milligrams. Most people that I know who take it find that it really depends on your body weight. So if you're over 200 pounds, for example, generally you're going to take about 3 tabs 3 times a day, which is about 1,500 milligrams. So you're looking at about 5 grams total per day.
Yeah, okay.
That works very well. And for a woman, for example, who's at 100 pounds, she may need a lot less, such as 2 tablets a couple times a day.
Right.
But carnitine is just one of those products that's also beneficial for the heart. It's just a multifaceted product with a good amount of benefits. Now, Thomas Engleden, who's a great sports scientist researcher, he's a big fan of carnitine as well, and he also found that acetyl-L-carnitine in and of itself at about a gram twice per day resulted in about a 20% increase in testosterone as well.
Is there any top line? We have like 45 seconds here. Is there any top line items we need to talk about in the area of testosterone boosting?
I think we just covered all of those.
Okay.
The other one that looks really interesting to me that you're test driving and Peter Rouse is also test driving is Erase.
Yeah.
That looks like a great product.
Unfortunately, I'm on hormone replacement therapy, so I'm not going to be able to see what it does for my testosterone levels, but my cortisol levels and my estradiol levels, I'm obviously interested in seeing what that does. And Peter said he wanted to run some tests on me when I get back next week from a business trip. Listen, Mike, give the email address again if people want to reach out to you and get the show notes.
Yeah, they can get the show notes at Mahler25, that's MAHLER25 at yahoo.com. And we can do another show soon whenever you're available. We can talk about thyroid and growth hormone and GI tract health.
Those we do want to do, there's more that we need to cover. You wanted to talk about insulin resistance as well, so we would definitely do that show.
So there's about 3 or 4 categories.
Maybe we'll do it not next week, but the week after. We'll come back and we'll hit the balance of the other hormone levels that can be altered by supplementation. Mike Mahler, thanks so much for coming on Super Human Radio today, man.
Oh, thanks a lot. My pleasure.
Hey, hang on. Don't hang up, okay, Mike?
Sure thing.
All right, and so tomorrow is Saturday, so guess what? That means I'm off, but I'll see you Monday. We got a great show Monday. We're going to be talking about steroid cycles that women are using from everywhere, from just figure competitors all the way up to professional athletes. And then Tuesday's show is P.J. Braun is coming on to talk about how to damage your legs in his leg training style. So you're going to want to tune in next week. Have a good weekend, everybody.